Hello, everybody. I'm Wayne Tucker, and this is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Part Irish and part Navajo Apache, Elaine Kilpatrick was born in Florida, raised on a farm in small town Alabama. At age 4, she sang with her dad in a country and western band. She studied piano. And while still a teenager, she was fronting bands on tours throughout the Midwestern and Southeastern United States. She sang country, gospel, blues, rock. She just loved to sing. One tour took her to Corner Brook, Newfoundland, where she fell in love with the place and the people. So much so that she made Newfoundland her home for several years. Soon, she was doing the bump with Canadian Walk of Famer Alan Thicke as she accepted an award as the province's top female vocalist. Today, Newfound Records presents Elaine Kilpatrick, her words, her music.
My father was in the Air Force, and I was born on Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, Florida. And he went to one of the wars, and my mother moved back to her family farm in Brooklyn, Alabama, just a population of 250. Just a wee tiny small place. And he was a part-time musician. He got me up to perform at some of his gigs. And my mother did live jingles, live to air back in those days. And then at 19, I made music for my living from that point on in my life. I toured the Midwest states. I toured all the southern states. I toured the eastern seaboard. Everything over as far as Texas and north and east. This is with different conglomerates of bands, and I couldn't tell you the names of many of them at all.
So, what was your role in the bands?
I was always the front girl, the singer.
You play any instruments?
At that time, I played the tambourine.
What kind of music were you doing with the bands there?
Oh, my goodness. I have done everything from country to gospel to rock and roll to acid rock to disco, anything that I had to do to make a living, as long as I could sing. You know, I just wanted to sing.
So the genre didn't matter. Did you have a preference at all?
Yes.
And that was?
Blues.
Really?
Rhythm and blues, and I really like gospel a lot, but you can't really make a living at that. And rock.
Who were your favorite artist?
I loved Etta James. I loved Big Mama Thornton. Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
I loved Thelma Houston.
And here is Elaine Kilpatrick belting out a blues number that was first recorded by Muddy Waters in 1954, Willie Dixon's I'm Ready. Whoa. Rick Hallett on piano, Sandy Morris on guitar, Wally Cobb on bass, Rocky Wiseman on drums, and on vocals, Elaine Kilpatrick, grooving to her first love, the blues. Willie Dixon's I'm Ready. And I understand that particular number was recorded probably around 1980 by the CBC in St. John's, just as a test on some of their new equipment. In 1976, Alabama's Elaine Kilpatrick had to make a choice. The Hawaiian Islands or Newfoundland? We'll be right back after a short break.
The Munn Sustainability Office was opened in January of 2007, and the work that it does is guided by the Advisory Committee on Sustainability. If you have an interest in environmental or sustainability issues and would like to learn what Munn is doing, or would yourself like to help Munn become green, contact the Sustainability Coordinator by emailing sustain@munn.ca or calling 737-2637.
Hi, this is Elaine Kilpatrick. You're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. We now return to the Elaine Kilpatrick story. In 1976, Elaine was fronting the Spellbound Show Band. In preparation for an American tour, they played venues in eastern Canada. Once again, here is Elaine Kilpatrick. I was reading about a band called, I think it was Spellbound.
Spellbound.
Does that go back to those days?
That's the band, the show band that I came to Canada with. Our first gig in Canada was in Corner Brook at a place called Tall Boys on Broadway.
What year do you think you would have been talking about then?
76. We landed on the 30th of March in 1976.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, was that on the circuit for American bands to come to Newfoundland? I would have thought we were way off the beaten path. Were you lost, or did you actually have gigs there?
No, we had to work out some of the kinks in our show. And our manager did not want us in a place that people would say, oh, God, there goes Gabe Garland's band right there, you know. And so he put us through the Maritimes. And I had such a good time. I fell in love with Newfoundland, fell in love with the people. People were wonderful. Yes. There's no place like it. I love Newfoundland.
So I presume your tour ended. You must have gone back, did you?
No. The tour ended. Our last gig was in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And 2 weeks into our tour across Newfoundland, Desiree, the second female that we hired, got sick. And we had to ship her back to Baltimore. And I wound up covering my segments of the show as well as hers, which included 60-second changes right down to the shade of lipstick you had on. The Lord himself could have been standing in the room, honey. When I came through that door, clothes were flying everywhere. But we managed to make it through, and I was exhausted at the end of the 13-week tour. And I told Gabe that I had a doctor's letter. This woman needs a minimum of 2 weeks. 2 months would be better. Off, she's suffering from exhaustion. He said to me, Elaine, you can't take a break now. We have the Hawaiian Islands coming up. I said, I'm sorry, Gabe. I can't do it, man. I physically cannot do it. You'll be picking me up off the stage. He said, well, I won't allow it. I said, Gabe, adios.
So you said no to Hawaii.
Yeah.
What did you say yes to?
Newfoundland.
Back when you were turning down Hawaii, where were you?
I was in Stephenville.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I married a Canadian Newfoundlander.
When was that?
That was in 76.
Oh, after you came here?
Yeah.
And does that explain why your name in some of those early pictures and things is Elaine White?
That's exactly what it means.
White is a common name in Stephenville.
Yeah. That was a short-lived marriage, however. I continued to live in Stephenville and sing with TNT. And
so talk some more about that. You just jumped right into TNT. But tell me about the type of music they were doing and the people that were involved. And who you might have first met. How did you get involved?
Well, I first met Claude Keynes. I was in a club. I can't remember the name of it now. This is going back a long time ago. My then-husband said to me, see that guy over there? That's Claude Keynes. He's got a band. Go talk to him. See if they need a singer. So I jumped up and went over and introduced myself, and we started talking. I told him that I was a singer, and I had been with this show band, Spellbound. And he said, yes, I saw your show. He said, and you decided to stay here. I said, yes. One thing led to another. I went and sat in with him and sang a few songs for him. And he said, okay, I think we can work with this.
So what kind of music were they doing?
Claude and the boys were doing rock and rock and blues.
So there was Claude and the boys. Who were the
Claude,
boys?
Claude, Keynes, Neil Bishop, Teddy McNeil. And that's who was with the band when I first joined them. And Dennis Parker moved back from Toronto after I had been with them for 8 months, 7 months, something like that.
And he's a legendary bluesman in St. John's, even, but originally from the UK, of course.
Yes, great writer.
Did you feel that you were gelling as a band? Was that a good time for you? Were you enjoying that?
Yes, I really was. I liked the music and I liked the guys. You know, they were all good guys. I was just having a ball.
Where were you playing originally? It was certainly Stephenville, I would think. Did you tour the province?
Yes, we did. We toured all the arts and culture centers across the province when we released the album. I think we started in Corner Brook, then Grand Falls, Gander.
So that came after the album as a promotional tour.
After the album, yes.
And the album we're talking about is simply called
TNT.
What did you think of the musicianship of the group? Like Neil Bishop, for example, would have been a new guitar player, wouldn't he?
Are you kidding, man? Neil is fine.
How did they compare fine with player. The musicians you're used to playing with down south?
I found them to be, well, there were some really deadly guitar players down there.
Yeah,
if
sure.
you will.
Yes.
But Neil could hold his own with anybody. And Teddy McNeil as well. You're talking an ambidextrous drummer. He was learned how to play right-handed, but was naturally left-handed.
Oh.
And could do all these backward rolls and stuff that make your head spin, you know?
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Nothing like a spinning head.
That's it. Yes, and then when Dennis came, of course, his writing abilities, I mean, just wonderful, you know.
And he wrote the majority of the songs on the album.
On the album, that's right. I'd just like to say I was honored to sing Souvenirs. Wonderful piece of music. It truly is. Dennis suggested it to me and played it for me. And I said, yeah, that's great. I'd love to do that.
Thank you.
lovely voice of Elaine Kilpatrick singing the Dennis Parker composition Souvenirs. The band was TNT, and I took that selection from their self-titled album on the Key label, recorded at Cloud Sound Studios in Stephenville and released in 1977. Backing up Elaine were Neil Bishop on guitar, Dennis Parker on guitar, Ted McNeil on drums, Claude Gaines on bass, and Brian Murphy on the keyboard. Now, TNT toured the Arts and Culture Centres of Newfoundland and Labrador to promote that new album. Next, Elaine tells of her perfect one-point landing near the end of one of those performances.
Let's set this up properly. The pants were cut at a diagonal angle, shorter in the front and longer in the back, so that they were almost to the floor. And I was always dancing. I moved my right leg back behind the left one, and it hooked into the hem of that pant leg, and I went down on a one-point landing on me left butt cheek on the last note of the song. It was like major dynamics going on. I've never been so embarrassed. Oh, my God. Claude, everybody's clapping. And yes. Claude waits for the applause to die down a bit and says, I hope you're going to do that on every show, are you? I said, no, I don't think so. This is a one-time affair.
That's a hard one to practice.
Oh, me bum was sore for days.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on 93.5 CHMR-FM. We now continue with the Elaine Kilpatrick story. Next, Elaine speaks of a TNT song which topped the charts in Japan and how it led to her doing the bump on stage at the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's with Alan Thicke. After the album was released, you released a single that wasn't on the album, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Head Over Heels, another one of Dennis's songs. Great song to sing, fun song. The song apparently was number one in Japan for 19 weeks straight. Imagine, eh?
It was number one for 19?
Number one for 19 weeks straight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Who was the lead vocalist on Head Over Heels?
I did all the vocals, all the harmonies, everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was blessed that the people loved it so much that I won Best Female Vocalist on the Apache People's Choice Award for that song.
So, do you remember those awards?
I do. Tell Alan Thicke was the host of the
Alan
award.
Alan Thicke, yeah.
Yeah.
He was hot stuff at the time. Right?
Oh, yes, my son. We did the bump lot. And he had a little bony hip. I said, Alan, you're cutting right through me, bud. And he smiled at me and he kept doing the bump. So I said, well, there you go for the show. Here we go.
Female Vocalist of the Year. That's great.
Yeah. I was very honored. Holy moly. That's a real big deal.
Close the door. Let's shut out all the madness. What's it for? Your beauty will always be.
Released only on 45 RPM single in 1977, TNT, with a Dennis Parker composition, Hobo Sam. Dennis sang the lead vocals, and he was accompanied by Elaine Kilpatrick on that one. Before we heard Elaine belting out Head Over Heels, that was the A-side of that single. Today, the Newfound Records Radio Hour is shining a light on Elaine Kilpatrick's career in Newfoundland some 30 years ago, and we're chronicling her swift rise to fame from unknown migrant to the province's top female vocalist. And here she is again, this time with an unreleased live performance. The song is Sweeping Up the Glass on 93.5 CHMR-FM. Elaine Kilpatrick and TNT sweeping up the glass. Well, it's time for a short break. After that, Elaine Kilpatrick breathes fire with Big Mama Thornton.
Well, I was singing for Big Mama Thornton, holding Jumpin' Jehoshaphat.
Are you looking for direction in your life? Join us on Reflection Time every Sunday at 5 p.m. We examine world events and everyday issues from a biblical viewpoint, as well as sharing with you a variety of Christian music, including local artists. So tune in to CHMR on Sundays at 5 to Reflection Time.
Wetlands provide homes for hundreds of species of birds and other wildlife, but these habitats are disappearing fast. Help us save Canada's wetlands today. Ducks Unlimited Canada, active by nature.
This is CJMR FM, 93.5.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show is produced and recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, Campus and Community Radio in St. John's, Newfoundland. Every week, we spin the music of Newfoundland and Labrador from our forgotten recording artists from the pre-digital 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And today we're profiling Newfoundland's top female vocalist in 1981, Elaine Kilpatrick. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also heard on VOBB, the Voice of Bombay, and CJBI, Radio Bell Island, as well as online at eastcoastkitchenparty.net. You can follow the Newfound Records Radio Hour on our companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. We're also on Facebook and we're on Twitter, where our handle is at Newfound Records. Send email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to the Elaine Kilpatrick story. Based in Stephenville, the progressive rock band TNT's explosive popularity in the province soon led to the group's demise. To survive and grow, the band would have to tour, and not all band members relished the grueling life of a musician on the road. So the band split shortly after their album was released. I asked Elaine what came next. Okay, so TNT disbanded. Where'd you go?
St. John's.
You didn't stay in Stephenville. You went to St. John's.
Yeah.
And what then?
When I got to St. John's, I hooked up with a guy named Johnny Barella. He and I did some duo gigs around. We did Martha's.
What would the name of the band have been?
Gee, I couldn't tell you the name of the band. I could tell you the players. I had Jeff Johnston on piano and Mike Billard on drums. Although back in Martha's day, I think I was working with Boomer Stamp on the drums. And Steve Annan on guitar. Probably Dave Vivian on the bass. I mean, I played with many different conglomerates of musicians. And I also did some shows with CBC on the Come All Ye show. Yeah.
And that's the one that was hosted by Anna McGoldrick, was it?
Yes, Anna McGoldrick. And I think John White was the guest with me on most of the shows that I did there.
Did you sing a duet with them?
Well, at the end of the show, we did the three of us did Whiskey in the Jar. Yeah.
Yes. I adore him, I must say.
Just lovely wonderful character, eh?
Yes, and just such an entertainer.
Yes.
Great film. You don't like him like him anymore.
For many, many years, yes.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love. Love it.
from the CBC TV production Come All Ye, which aired, I figure, around 1980, the Hank Williams classic, I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You, sung there with great power and finesse by the lady that Newfound Records is profiling today, Elaine Kilpatrick. And that really hot backup band was Rick Hollett on piano, Sandy Morris on guitar, Wally Cobb on bass, and Rocky Wiseman on drums. I next asked Elaine about her very earliest musical passion, country music.
Well, when I first started singing, the first year or 6 months to a year that I sang was country music. Back in...
Well, I got a note here that at age 4, you sang in a Christmas show with your father.
I did.
In a country and western band.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. You have all my secrets.
Elaine Kilpatrick once again in country mode with a classic that was first recorded by Wanda Jackson in 1956, Silver Threads and Golden Needles. Once again from the CBC TV show Come All Ye. Today, Newfound Records is profiling Elaine's involvement with the Newfoundland music scene in the late 70s and early 80s. After moving to St. John's from Stephenville, she quickly established herself as one of the top vocalists in the capital city. When American rhythm and blues legend Big Mama Thornton came to town, it was Elaine Kilpatrick who opened for her. Once again, Elaine Kilpatrick.
Before she got up on the stage, she found out that I had been raised on a cotton farm in southern Alabama, and she was from Alabama. She had the stagehand bring up a table and two chairs for the rest of her performance and had me sit there with her. And at one point, she kicked the band off the stage because she said they were too busy. Then she sat there and played harmonica for about 20 minutes, you know, and sang. And it really took me back to Alabama. Then Yeah, she called the band back up on the stage, and we're sitting there. I have long since finished my drink, and she had an orange juice bottle, like a liter orange juice bottle with no label on it, and what appeared to be water. And she held up the bottle on the break. She had finished singing the verse, and the Sandy Morris, I believe it was, took a guitar break, and she held up the bottle to me to say, "Would you like a drink?" And I said, "Yeah." She slid it across the table to me. I grabbed it and I opened it and chugged down two or three big gulps. Then next thing I knew, I was breathing fire, honey, because it was straight gin.
Oh, gee. So that must have been quite an honor then, because did you not idolize this woman?
And, yes.
You know, to be in her presence.
Yes.
She was performing there, I presume.
Yes.
And you were in the audience, were you?
Well, I was the warm-up act.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
were your knees knocking together?
Well, I was singing for Big Mama Thornton, Holy Jump and Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
Yeah, my knees were knocking about double time.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on 93.5 CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland. Today we're chronicling the Newfoundland career of Elaine Kilpatrick. Next, Elaine speaks of her unusual ancestry and her album, Murmurs of the Millennium, which she released in 1997. Well, how about this one? This kind of intrigued me. I'm half Irish and half Apache.
That's right.
Is this true?
This is true.
Tell me about that.
Well, my mother's Irish, and my father has a bit of Irish, but he also had a lot of Navajo Apache in him. And actually, the title of my CD is called Murmurs of the Millennium, but the subtitle is Be Nice to Each Other and Don't Mess the Place Up. And that is taken the best English translation that we could get from one of the Navajo Apache commandments, if yes. you will. One of their nature laws. Be nice to each other and don't mess the place up.
In the mid-1990s, Elaine Kilpatrick was living in Toronto. She had a near-death experience which moved her and influenced much of the content on her solo CD entitled Murmurs of the Millennium. She wrote most of the material and was accompanied by some of Toronto's finest musicians. From that album, we'll now hear a song that she wrote for humanity, a song about treating each other better. New Way of Life.
There are people living today. They think they're doing the right way. They don't act around. They fuss and fight every day. As we draw closer to the end, we're gonna change that too, my friend. We'll read it right as we catch sight of a new. There are few things that are here worth the price of seeing clear. Our children are crying, our people are dying every day. Yes, we know, but you don't have to rob your brother, don't you know, living around. longer, but it's better than sleazing.
Oh boy, I just get the shivers listening to Elaine Kilpatrick's wailing vocals on that one. And those superb musicians backing her up. They were on piano Bill Evans, bass Chris Gartner, drums Larry Crowe, and on trumpet Sierra McElkin. Well, you know, we're quickly running out of time again, so let's get right to what is probably my favorite track from Elaine Kilpatrick's album Murmurs of the Millennium. To me, this one is the epitome of late night, early morning, smoky, sultry, sweaty jazz, and I really, really love that stuff. Don't know why it just happens once in a while. Some would say it's 'cause I'm a weirdin' child.
It's a dark, damp street. It's kinda humid. Is that why I'm awake? I need to get some sleep, for goodness sake. Book to read, then I read it again, feeling like I lost a part of some old friend. It's kinda spooky when you don't know what's up. How did I get lucky enough to drink from this cup? To worrying or even start to fret, it gets better yet. Yeah, in a while. Some would say it's 'cause I'm a weirdin' child. Night in the morning could drive you insane. A night that's dawning again and again. Of a widden child.
Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to move along once again. Thanks to the fabulous Elaine Kilpatrick for the excellent interview, which was recorded in September of 2013. You've been listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by me, Wayne Tucker. Send email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. Until next time, as always, be nice to each other and don't mess the place up. To wrap up, a few parting words from Elaine.
Right now I'm in Toronto. I'm looking for a house in Newfoundland, wider. I want to come home. I wasn't born here, but I just feel closer to the Newfoundland people. This is more home for me than any place that I've been. I had such a good time. I fell in love with Newfoundland, fell in love with people. People were wonderful. There's no place like it. I love Newfoundland.
Howdy!
Oh!